Welcome to the Private Investment Podcast brought to you by Limited Partners Club. We bring together private sector investors to tackle subjects like wealth creation, capital preservation, and legacy. We hope you enjoy.
Hello, everybody. Coburn Shapik here. Welcome to this week's Limited Partners Club meeting. We're going to be talking about doing an introduction on private equity and venture capital. So last week, we talked about the difference between syndications and funds. And, you know, we've recently had a few questions come up as far as some of the entry level into the alternatives sector. So we wanted to do this meeting today on this topic, which is an introduction to private equity and venture capital. So I'm thankful to have you all here. And we're going to get right into it. So a few of the topics that we want to discuss, I want to begin with some of the basics of the structures of both private equity and venture capital, which we'll get into, which is similar if you were on our last meeting as far as the structures in commercial real estate or syndications. And then we'll go into an introduction of talking about private equity, and then we'll go into venture capital. And then at the end here, I've got an exclusive invite I want to share with you that I'm excited about. So let's get started. So the structures as it relates to, let's see if we've got a typo here, but the structures as it relates to sorry about that, jumping out of there. So the structures as it relates to private equity and venture capital, just like syndications, just like joint ventures, there's many different types of ways that this can be set up. It could be set up in funds, could be set up in joint ventures or syndications, could be deal by deal, which is the same topic, or it can be a pooled group of assets. And so whatever the fund, however the partnership or the fund or the syndication is set up, whether it's a partnership or a fund or a syndication or a fund, there's always these similar structures. And that is the general partners and the limited partners. General partners are the operators, or the ones that put together the deal and finance the deal and do all the sourcing and manage the investment. The limited partners, or the LPs, are the actual investors, passive shareholders of the limited partnership. So together, the GP and the LP creates a limited partnership. And within the limited partnership, there is always what's called the waterfall. And this is how the investment is, the profits are shared between the LP or the investors and the GPs or the operators. So within the waterfall, we're not going to go dive too deep into this, but within the waterfall, there's usually a preferred rate. Sometimes there's not a preferred rate, but a preferred rate, if there is one, which would be a percentage that's the first, that comes out of the first initial cash flows. So call it 5%. So the first 5% that the fund or the deal brings in gets paid to the limited partners. And then there's a split between the general partners and the limited partners. And a hurdle is a benchmark in which, once the hurdle is reached, the general partners will normally, in general, take a larger share of the profits. The promote, that's basically comes after the hurdle. That's how the general partners make money. So, for example, just to come up with just to give you an example, if we were doing a venture deal, and it could be structured like this. There's no preferred rate, and all this is hypothetical here, all cash flow or profits are first paid to the investors or the LPs up until a 2x multiple or 200% return. So all principal is paid back first, then 100% again. And then after that, the profits would be split 50-50, which would be the sponsor's promote. The 200% or the 2x return would be the hurdle. And again, these structures can be funds, they could be joint ventures, deal by deal, or pooled together. And within a fund, we talked about last week, there's closed-ended funds or closed-end funds and open-end funds. And it basically is describing how long the fund is for. And it also goes into when capital is raised, when investors can enter and exit, et cetera. And if you would like to learn more about closed end and open end funds, go back to last week's meeting. We covered this in a little bit more depth. So let's dive into private equity. Private equity is allocating into is investors that own private shares of private businesses. That's what equity is. And there's many different sectors, of course, of equity as far as the industries. And so there's technology, there's IT, there's many different sectors, of course. And so private equity and venture capital is usually geared towards different sectors. For one. And then within private equity, there is multiple different strategies as far as private equity. So one is growth equity. And all private equity deals, the real difference between private equity and venture capital, private equity is about more matured companies. These companies have already had seed funding, which we'll get into on the venture side. They're potentially cash flowing, and they need an investment to grow further. This is on the growth side. So this would be in a growth equity deal. This would be a company or a business that has cash flow potentially, that is more mature, may or may not has raised funding in the past. They have customers and they're looking to expand production, for example. And then on the other side of the private equity sector here, there's what's called buyouts. And this is, there's several different kind of buyouts or types of buyouts, but instead of providing a company growth equity, capital to grow the business further, buyouts are sort of what it sounds like. This could be buying out a complete company, 100% of the company, or majority of the company, and either buying it from another private equity firm or even buying a public company and taking it private. And there's really a few types of buyouts, and one is a leverage buyout. This is basically what it sounds like. It's bringing debt and equity to buy out a company. And then there's what's called leverage buyouts, or other known as LBOs. And then there's also management buyouts. This is usually typically within the company itself, where the management is buying out the majority of the company. This could be if the owner is retiring, for example, and a few other situations. Then there's carve-outs, and carve-outs are if a company has subsidiary companies, like they have multiple companies, and they might sell off one of those companies. That would be a carve-out of this bigger umbrella. And so there's many different types of companies. Now I want to talk about the types of deals a little bit further for a second. So aside from the sectors as far as industries, the reason why there might be a buyout is a potential distress situation, or on the growth side, a company needs equity to grow further. So there's a few circumstances where private equity deals happen. Growth equity is a big one, and distressed situations hurt companies, or buying public companies, reducing expenses, and bringing them private. These are some of the kind of circumstances that go into a private equity deal. So let's jump over to the venture side now. Venture capital or VC, these are all venture deals. Our venture capital is earlier stage, investing in earlier stage companies. And there's several stages or several types of VC funding. One is pre-seed, one is seed, and one is early stage. You've heard of Series A, Series B, Series C, et cetera. Pre-seed is basically at the earliest stage of a company formation. This is when founders basically have an idea and they're getting this is pre-launch. This is pre-seed funding. Now, seed funding is to actually launch the company. So pre-seed and seed, these are very, very early stage before there's potentially a product on the market, well before there's revenue. And then early stage is usually when companies actually can have a true valuation based on real data, based on revenue. And that's where a company does a Series A, raises a round, then potentially does a Series B and raises another round. This is more so, this is still early stage, which is why it's venture capital, but it's much later stage than pre-seed or seed. And so with all venture funding, venture deals are structured a bit differently because the risk that's involved in these early stage companies, these are companies that are not mature, they don't have revenue. These are what you've heard of startups. These are early, very young companies, and there's a lot of startups out there. And so typically the way venture works is it's smaller allocations. So it's much smaller amounts of capital invested rather than in a private equity deal, because there's more stabilization there. There's less risk when there's already existing revenue, already a product on the market, already customers. On the VC side, there's no revenue. There's maybe not yet very many customers. It's very early. And so the amount of capital that's being invested is smaller amounts. And the way that VCs invest is in milestones. So it's making an investment, a small allocation in order to hit this milestone or the next milestone. And then they might do another round, a Series B or a seed round or a Series A round. And it's all about milestones. So another term that I want to throw out there is accelerator programs. There's some big ones like Y Combinator, which is one of the largest accelerator programs. Big firms like Sequoia has invested in some of those companies, and really amazing startups have been founded within Y Combinator. I think Airbnb was part of Y Combinator. But these are early stage young founders, sort of like masterminds, if you will, where they have access to connections, access to VCs that invest in these young founders, these very young entrepreneurs that are at the beginning stages in their startup. And so accelerators or accelerator programs are the earliest stage. It's basically taking an idea, maybe even before an idea, and it's all about the founders and the entrepreneurs involved in helping them develop a business plan and a strategy. And then they connect VCs to those very young companies. And so there's just like any sector, any asset class, venture, private equity, commercial real estate, there's absolutely levels of risk. And every deal is not created equally as far as the risks associated. And so when investing in VC, this is much riskier than private equity or real estate because of the how young and undeveloped these companies are. But the later the stages, the less risk is involved. So a Series B investment is usually less risky than a pre-seed or a seed. And that's because there has been previous milestones hit before that point. And so venture is, there's potentially massive, there's massive upside potential, but the risks associated are much greater than obviously a more stabilized business or stabilized real estate. So the main differences between private equity, venture capital, they're both investing in the specific sectors, the industries, the specific industries like energy or like tech. They're both the same in that scenario. They both have similar structures with general partners and limited partners and waterfalls. The real difference is the stage in which the company is existing, earlier stage or later stage, or even the company is totally mature. The company in private equity, the company could already be public. So that would be obviously a very mature company. Venture capital, on the other hand, is early stage. So that's the main difference between these two. And lastly is the sectors. So, you know, private equity can focus on distressed deals, again, taking public companies that might be, you know, struggling and taking them private. We see what's going on with Twitter right now, which is a public company. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's a consideration to take Twitter private from Musk and redevelop this poorly run giant company. Basically what happened with Twitter, that was sort of an example of a buyout. And so those are the main differences between venture capital and private equity. I hope that gave you some clarity today on private equity, venture capital. They're both very, very exciting. And the great thing about private investments, again, I was just talking about this the other day, investing in private companies, private and private offerings, really in general, real estate as well, there is some level of pride that comes with investing in private offerings. And that is that investors invest not only about investments are not all 100% financially driven. People are proud to be behind the impact that's being created with these ventures. And when I say ventures, meaning investments, whether venture deals or private equity deals or real estate deals, people are proud to have allocated behind that, and they wear it on their sleeve. They share it on social media. They're proud of the impact that they're creating. And they, and outside of economics, they invest because people invest because they believe in it and want to wear that on their sleeve. They're proud of it. It's part of their personality. So I hope that brought some clarity again. I want to give you an exclusive invite right now. We are launching Limited Partners Club community. This is a club for limited partners, for investors that maybe just getting started, or they're totally, experienced LPs. And we talk about all things private investments, nothing with the ticker, no crypto. We talk about commercial real estate, fixed incomes, venture capital, private equity. And we're creating an online space for investors to come together, connect with like-minded investors, talk about the market, talk about deals. And we'll soon be launching, I'm hoping, we were planning on this year, but it might end up to be sometime in January. We'll be doing our first private dinner, which will be to be announced. But we're going to be doing it for sure in Scottsdale, Arizona. The dates we're still narrowing down. But this is a community. We're at totally early stages. We're inviting people in, and it's going to be a fantastic space. It's at no cost. It's just about building quality networks is our goal. And so if you'd like to join, or if you haven't already, either reach out to me directly or go to limitedpartnersclub.com. That's limitedpartnersclub.com, and you can request to join. We do require everybody to do just a short application just to avoid spam in the group. But request to join at limitedpartnersclub.com and get involved and get access, first access to these meetings, as well as notifications about the private dinner events coming up. And the network is totally open. You can see who's involved. You can, the list is totally open for who's involved. So it's a great networking tool, and I'm really excited for what's to come out of this group. So stay tuned for the next upcoming meeting. We've got some good stuff coming, and we'll be doing some exclusive content as well, which will be limited to the members only. And so once you're in the community, you can see what's to come. So thank you so much. My name is Coburn Shapik, wishing you all a fantastic rest of your day and week. I'll talk to you soon.